coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
This is Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We are talking about freedom. We are filling your prescription for freedom across America's airwaves today, from the West Palm Beaches of Florida, beautiful down there, to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and the oil rigs up on the North Slope. That's a beautiful thing. I'm your host, Mark Walters. If you want to participate in the show today, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Participate on the email, as many of you are. We're going to read a couple very quickly. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark. And we're seeing some Twitters come in here, some of you picking up and following us. Also, for up-to-the-minute information on the program, please head over to Facebook and check out Armed American Radio and click that little like button. We are getting closer and closer to 5,000, and that's a goal that we have. That's great. Keep it up. Thank you very much. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Check out information there. The site, we're going to be doing some work on the site here real soon, but you can watch the broadcast on the webcast right now, live, at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Just click that little play button on the video screen on the front page there, and there you go. Sean, what am I missing?
I was reading your book the other day. Have you talked about giving your book, you know, how people can get
your book? Oh, thank you. Yeah,
it's
thank
a
you.
Great we're, read, too.
We're getting it out for Christmas right now. We've got about 25 left signed copies. I have about 25 signed copies left to sign for you, personalize them for you. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Click the little Buy Now button up on the top right. You'll see it over there, and that comes directly to me. We will send you a signed copy of the book. We've got about 25 left. They are shipping daily, so get your order in, and we will get them to you before Christmas or give them out as a gift. It's a great read. You know, Tom Gresham, Sean, put it as one of the top five all-time reads and a must-have for your personal defense library.
I believe
that's,
it.
That was nice to hear.
I believe it. It's a real good read. I enjoy every minute of it.
Well, thank you very much. Quick emails. Mark, and I love getting emails like this. I am now in Iraq until around September 2011. I'm here with a Medevac Army National Guard unit from VT and MA, Vermont, Massachusetts. I am heading into work Monday morning while you're just starting your 9 p.m. hour Sunday night. I tried streaming audio video here, but the connection wasn't that good, so I'll just have to continue to download the segments and listen when I have time throughout the week. I just received a box from my wife full of magazines, the reading kind, Women in Guns from Second Amendment Foundation, Concealed Carry from the USCCA, and my normal four monthlies from the NRA. They will get passed around by several while I am here. Keep up the good work getting the message out, and press everyone to phone those idiots in New Jersey to stop the ridiculousness against people like Brian Aitken. That's from Steve Jeffrey, St. Johnsbury, Vermont, doing the heavy lifting for all of us over there in Iraq. So Brian has support in Iraq. And to bring you up to speed, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the first hour of the broadcast, we are talking about the very disturbing case of Brian Aitkins, who is sitting rotting in a New Jersey penitentiary for 7 years for lawfully possessing two handguns. And we will be talking with his attorney, Evan Knappen, momentarily. Stick with us. Here's another email. This one comes to us from Rob Morse in Vista, California. I sent money to Brian last week. Keep up the good work. Rob, thank you very much. Oh, and you know what, Sean? Speaking of California.
Yes.
Redding and Shasta listeners. KRCN. KCR, I have to check the call letters. Hang with me here. You guys are coming January 1. January 1. Yeah, I had mentioned last week that it would be the first week of December. It's actually the first week of January. The first week of January. So you guys will be listening and filling your prescription for freedom very, very soon. And that is KCNR, 1460 AM. That's a beautiful thing. Welcome to the show. We'll see you in January. Okay, let's go back to Evan Knappen. Evan is Brian Aitken's attorney in New Jersey. Evan, let's continue on with this most disturbing story, shall we?
Right. I mean, the question is, you know, in what universe can a judge deny a criminal defendant the right to have, you know, this evidence considered by a jury?
The New Jersey universe.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, you know, this judge has had, he was not reappointed by Governor Christie.
Oh, how come? There's a good story as to why he wasn't. Well, I guess we can't even talk about most of it, can we?
He made a number of controversial rulings.
Right.
One of the most famous was regarding a police officer who had been charged because he had received oral sex from calves, you know,
all
baby
right.
cows.
Now, folks, you can Google this guy up. This is a judge in New Jersey. You've got to look at these rulings.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
It's still
his name is Morley. How do we spell it? M-O-R-L-E-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
so what happened in that case?
He was never reappointed, though.
No,
by Christie.
Reappointed, but and a matter of fact, he ended up. He was not the sentencing judge in Brian's case because, but it didn't matter at that point. The judge's hands were tied because the sentencing has a minimum mandatory 3 to 5, and the presumptive is 7. And you can't, unless you can show extraordinary circumstances, which even this doesn't qualify for that. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but the case law is just, it, basically the judge's hands are tied. And if you get convicted of a second degree, particularly this offense, you're going to get this, at least this sentence.
All right. Now, he is sitting in, where is he in New Jersey
right
now?
He's in State's Prison in New Jersey.
Okay. And he's got a 7-year sentence.
That's correct, with a minimum mandatory sentence on that, so before he could even get parole. And that's why we have a petition in to the governor to get his sentence commuted. But just so you know that strange case there, Morley ruled in that oral sex from calves case that apparently that bestiality is legal in New Jersey because the animal cruelty statute for which the officer was charged under required that the animal be tormented or question the act.
Unbelievable.
And he dismissed it on a summary judgment. So he then denied the state even the ability and a jury to determine that case.
All right, so now we have Brian, who is sitting in a jail for 7 years for
right.
lawfully possessing handguns.
Right.
It's
and
unbelievable.
He did not receive oral sex from calves. Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
I suggest folks that you go and you Google up Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, and read some of this guy's decisions and find out.
Yeah, other controversial regarding another sex case and other things, and so, you know, and whatever the deal is there, this is why you see this shocking situation. This is why I've said that perfect storm, because when you have such an egregious gun law that is so draconian in its sentence, and you have this exemption-based system, that all it takes is a Morley, and you get a Brian Akin.
Okay.
And
when we talk about exemption-based, let's catch listeners up who may just be joining us in hour number two for Armed American Radio. It is illegal, essentially, in New Jersey. We'll make this very simple for you. It's gun ownership, basically, in New Jersey is illegal unless you follow the exemptions, where you fall into the exemptions. You possess the gun for blank exemption, or you carry it under blank exemption or conditions. Correct, Evan?
Correct. And that,
okay.
And then that exemption becomes your burden to prove should you be charged, and therefore, in effect, you're guilty till you prove yourself innocent in an exemption-based gun control state.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are people in New Jersey, are police officers in New Jersey so different than police officers around the rest of the country? Are prosecutors different? Is the mindset different?
Oh, there is certainly a different mindset. That is for sure. And it has a lot to do with New Jersey being more urban and more of a populated state with a heavy influence from New York and Philadelphia.
So this is years and years and years of ingrained.
Well,
what?
You know, it's part of what has been referred to as the megalopolis. And remember, Jersey City is actually the most populated place on the planet. And so you've lost a lot of habitat. You've lost a lot in terms of hunting. And since they have a shall not issue for carry, you know, individuals are basically sheep there and can't defend themselves. And, this whole thing, as far as guns, the propaganda has gone forth. I mean, New Jersey bans so-called assault firearms, and you know, New Jersey's assault firearm ban includes such guns that they've decided are intrinsically evil, like the Marlin Model 60 22 rifle, the Remington 552 22 rifle. I mean, these are guns the Boy Scouts use to get their merit badges with.
Right.
I mean, this
right.
is, you possess one of those guns, just possess, even one that you bought lawfully with your firearms ID card after going through that whole ridiculous licensing process, and you were turned into a criminal by...
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's amazing, and we'll talk about a little bit more when we come back with Evan Knappen, attorney for Brian Aitken, sitting in prison for 7 years in New Jersey for lawfully possessing two guns. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
If you're looking for a small pocket gun that delivers the power of the .32 ACP with less recoil, you found it in the North American Arms 25 NAA Guardian. Like its larger cousin, the .32 NAA Guardian, the 25 NAA outperforms many larger guns. At 1,200 feet per second, the 25 NAA delivers 20% more energy than larger .32 ACP cartridges, making it the perfect choice when a smaller pocket pistol is required for your carry needs. For more information on the 25 NAA Guardian, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and overpenetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Welcome back, indeed, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. And, you know, what an hour and a half we've had talking about Brian Aitkins. And it is most frustrating to know that there's a fellow law-abiding citizen sitting in a jail cell with this unbelievable 7-year sentence. I want you to put yourself in that position. Put yourself in that position, because now I'm going to ask you to help. Help free Brian Aitken. And I'm going to do that with the assistance of Evan Knapp and Brian's attorney. Evan, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back.
What can we do? What you know, obviously we have a lot of grassroots support here for Brian. There are grassroots groups across the country. Obviously this case is getting a lot of airplay on shows like the NRA with Cam. It's getting a lot of news. It's getting airplay here. We're going to continue to hammer this because somebody, one of us, a freedom-loving American, needs help and has been railroaded. Where can we go? What can we do to help this young man?
Most importantly is to contact Governor Christie in Trenton and to ask him to free Brian Aitken for Christmas. I mean, that's what we want to push for now. Every day he's in there is a day he shouldn't be. And it's just, you know, Brian Aitken is not the guy that was envisioned, you know, by the legislature to be locked up in state's prison under their gun control scheme.
Okay, if that's the case, are there legislators coming to his defense right now?
Yes, there are, and there's some legislation to change the gun laws. So at least his sacrifice is not wholly in vain, because there's efforts now to try to change the laws and to fix it so there is never another Brian Aitken situation. So at least there's some positive things coming from it, but we really need to get him out. And then I'm confident on appeal that we'll be victorious, but to have him wait in jail pending this appeal, which could be, you know, a year or more for that, is just outrageous and wrong. And of course, the same judge that denied him the exemptions to the jury, you know, denied him having a bail pending appeal. So we're hopeful that the governor will step up to the plate, do the right thing here, and commute his sentence so that he will not be in jail. And as you pointed out, I mean, the president is there pardoning, you know, various drug felons and others, and here's a guy who, you know, lawfully possessed his firearms and has been denied justice here.
All right, now let's make this very, very clear that Brian Aitkins has absolutely zero criminal record. He is a college-educated young man. He is an entrepreneur, a business owner. He has employees depending on him that are no longer able to do. What's he doing with his business right now? How's it running?
No, I mean, everything has to be, you know, sent into a tailspin. And this is obviously taking him out of the life as he knew it. But if there's any hope here, what the hope is that he can actually become the reason for significant change. And New Jersey really needs significant change, because what's happening is folks are looking at the New Jersey gun laws, and there have been a lot of people who have silently suffered under them. And a lot of the laws are just so absurd. Not just to make, you know, mere possession of a handgun second degree, but also possession of so-called assault firearms, as we were talking about before. And people unsuspectingly have these, you know, semi-autos that they lawfully acquired, even with their firearms identification card, and they don't even realize that their mere possession of that is the same second degree offense that Brian Aitken's facing.
Okay, well, there's something else here, too, that I want to point out, and you made the excellent point when you and I spoke off air a few days ago, and I heard you again when you were talking on NRA News, that if this case is unsuccessful on appeal, every single gun owner in New Jersey is facing a 7-year prison sentence.
That is
that correct?
Absolutely true. It is not hyperbole. It is fact, because what happened to Brian Aitken by having a denial of the exemptions being read to the jury, and since you're guilty till proven innocent and you rely upon those exemptions for your lawful possession of firearms in New Jersey, if a judge is allowed to deny the exemptions to the jury, then you are guilty of second-degree offenses and cannot exculpate yourself. Cannot do it. Because jury will never get the law to free you. So every gun owner is at risk because of this, and that is why it's virtually unimaginable that they will say that these actions are fine. But if they do, then that threat is absolutely for real. And look, there's appellate division law that says you in New Jersey, gun owners possess their guns at their peril. And that's the Pelletieri case.
Yeah, at their own
peril.
Risk. Yeah,
that's the actual word they use. Yeah, I thought laws were supposed to be reasonable. But in New Jersey, the gun laws are, by even appellate decision, perilous. And look, it's one thing to have to, you know, steer perilous seas and trying to make sure you can properly possess your firearms, and you do that by way of the exemptions, and then have those exemptions not given to the jury to decide. Well,
Judge Morley, we give
at that point it's just flat out deadly.
On this program, we give out Bonehead of the Week awards, and we have two to give in this case, and that's Morley. Judge Morley is clearly a Bonehead of the Week. Also, I want to quote. I may have done this last week, Sean. I have to go back and listen to the audio, but take a listen to this quote. This is about Brian's case from a gentleman by the name of Brian Miller, who is executive director of Ceasefire New Jersey. And get this, folks, an organization devoted to reducing gun violence. Okay? And I quote, Bonehead of the Week, number two, Brian Miller, executive director of Ceasefire New Jersey. What little I can glean about the transportation issue leaves me puzzled. But a person with common sense would not be moving illegal products from one place to another by car. So what we have is such a convoluted, these guys are kooks to begin with. But the fact of the matter is there are too many people in New Jersey who believe that a gun is an illegal product. And no one with any common sense would move that illegal product from one place to another by car.
I don't know if you realize, but Ceasefire in their name actually refers to the synapses in their brain. Okay? I want to straighten that out for the record.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a lot of things we could talk about with them, because I put them right up there with the Violence Policy Center and Handgun Control. Oh, I'm sorry, the Brady Campaign and the rest of those kooks. They don't get airtime here, but he goes farther.
Of a group that's solely dedicated to, you know, destroying a constitutional right,
destroying freedom.
Let's not
go after gangbangers. Let's not go after drug dealers. Let's not go gangbangers and drug dealers go hand in hand. Let's not go after convenience store robberies, home invaders. Let's go after Brian Aitkins.
Right, it is just that absurd. And New Jersey has been absurd for a long time, and at least now there's a wide variety of folks taking a look at the injustice that has existed in that state. And
We're going to continue to take a look at it and push it here on Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. Thanks. This is the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
Welcome back, folks, to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and from the West Palm Beaches of Florida to the North Slope and the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all points in between, including parts unknown. If you're a wrestling fan, remember that? Parts unknown.
Where'd that come from?
You remember that? The old WWF?
Oh, see,
and hailing from parts unknown.
I'm sorry. I dropped out of wrestling when WWF got
changed to the WWE.
way before then.
Yeah, well, we had a couple calls come in.
Yes.
During the break, and the first one asked us for Governor Christie's email address. Evan Knappen, Brian's attorney, do you happen to have his email address?
You just go right online to the governor's office, and all the contact info is there. I don't have it handy, but it's easy to get.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be posting this information on the Armed American Radio website up near the top of the page. We will be posting this either later tonight or tomorrow. We're going to give you all of the information, and I beg you, as we approach the holidays here, as we approach Christmas in particular, that you check the Armed American Radio website or Google it up yourself and pull up Governor Christie's email address and his regular address. And I got to tell you something. Learn this from being very proactive in the grassroots organizations over the years. Nothing works better than a real letter with a licked stamp, folks. Take the time, write the letter in your own handwriting, lick the stamp, put it in an envelope, the old snail mail, and send it. Do it. Do it tomorrow. And Governor Christie's address is Governor Chris Christie, Office of the Governor, P.O. Box 001, Trenton, New Jersey, 08625. One more time, and then we'll read that throughout the remainder of the program. Governor Chris Christie, Office of the Governor, P.O. Box 001, Trenton, New Jersey, 08625. We will have that up on the Armed American Radio website also, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page. And when we have the email address, we'll put that up as well.
I've got a number to the phone number to the office.
Let's go ahead and give the phone number out, please. What is it, Sean?
Yeah, it's 609-292-6000.
Folks, you heard that from Sean, 609-292-6000, 6000. 609-292-6000, that's for the office of Governor Chris Christie.
Yep.
Let's call and politely ask him to pardon Brian Aitkins for the holidays. And it works, folks. Politely, be polite, as all of you are, and call Governor Chris Christie, email him. You know what works best also? Do it all. Send an email, send a handwritten letter, lick the stamp, drop it off, put it in your mailbox, flip the little flag up. Probably haven't done that in a long time, have you? And make a phone call. If everybody does that across the country, we will make some headway here and help this young man get out of jail and back to his family where he belongs. Evan, welcome back.
Great to be back.
You know, I tell you, it's mind-boggling, it's frightening, it's discouraging. But more than anything else, it's frustrating to know that this goes on in America. And we had a second caller, and I'm going to defer this question to you. We had another caller that wanted to know, does New Jersey have a constitutional provision for the right to keep and bear arms, as most states do in their state constitution?
New Jersey not only does not have a state constitutional right to keep and bear arms, but under a case of Burton versus Sills, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled that the Second Amendment does not apply, you know, the federal Second Amendment does not apply to the state of New Jersey. And that decision was challenged to the United States Supreme Court on a little used mechanism. Normally you ask for what's called certiorari,
right,
and see if it's granted or not by the Supreme Court. However, that was brought on a direct appeal because of it raising a constitutional argument. This was back in the early 70s, you know, late 60s, early 70s. And the Supreme Court of the United States affirmed the New Jersey decision so that officially the Second Amendment did not apply by way of Supreme Court decision, by the way, to the state of New Jersey. And New Jersey does not have a state constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Now, luckily, since the advent, of course, of Heller and, most importantly, McDonald,
right,
which incorporates the Second Amendment to the states, the Second Amendment is back in New Jersey. But
now,
you believe
this
that
is incredible. No, I do believe that. And it's, listen, I told you off air one time that I spent a year in New Jersey growing up, my sophomore year in high school. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it then, and I will avoid it now at all costs. And it's for reasons like this. I spend my money where I'm wanted, quite frankly. I'll use that analogy. If I'm not wanted, I don't go there. It's that simple. If I have to go there on business, yeah, that's a different story.
Well, it is startling, and they've abused the citizens throughout with all these gun laws, and they're so extreme and crazy and many times counterintuitive, and they set traps for individuals. And
right,
this is one key example of that. And, of course, it was all allowed up until now, when we're now getting and seeing challenges. And I think we're going to see more and more challenges from Heller McDonald, because New Jersey is ripe for those challenges, because they never thought that the day would come when the Second Amendment would apply to them.
Whoa, imagine that. The Constitution applies to us. Here's the thing, folks. Regardless of where you're listening, this matters to you. This matters to you. Okay, this is personal. Take this personal as a law-abiding gun owner, as a freedom-loving patriot. Take this personal, because it is personal. You don't have to live in New Jersey.
The problem is personal. It can spread.
Of course it can, and it will, and it would if it wasn't for the fight that we continue to put up day after day after day after day. If we laid down or took the toothpicks out of our eyes at night, as I like to say, and fell asleep at the wheel, look what happened when we slept at the wheel in November of 2008, folks. And we're going to make a change in 2012, but look what happens, ladies and gentlemen. And let's remind you again that we are one vote shy in the U.S. Supreme Court. Think about that. Think about that. Sotomayor and Kagan, these are not your friends. These are enemies of freedom when it comes to your Second Amendment rights. Evan, before I've got to let you go here, we've got Nikki Gosar holding on the other line. I appreciate you coming on very, very much. Let's wrap this up real quick. What else can we do besides that? That's the number one thing, is to write the governor at this point, because we're looking for what? A pardon, correct?
That's the number one thing you can do, because we need that commutation of sentence. That's most important. You can follow on the Free Brian Akin on Facebook. If you want to check out what I'm about, you can go to my website at evannappin.com, and I wrote three books on New Jersey gun law. I've been doing this for over 22 years.
Boy, an uphill battle you've got.
I've never had a judge refuse exemptions in my entire law practice.
Well,
it's
insanity. I like to say this, that I believe you're going to be successful on appeal. This is just so wrong you can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so wrong that you can feel it, and hopefully Brian is out. And all of us, ladies and gentlemen, please contact Governor Chris Christie, Office of the Governor, P.O. Box 001, Trenton, New Jersey, 08625, and let's try to free Brian Akin. And check armedamericanradio.com website. We'll be putting information up probably sometime tomorrow or later today, and get this information to you in your hands.
And thank you very much for letting
you are very welcome
out to your dedicated listeners. Thank you.
We will
so
be
much.
In touch with you, Evan, very soon. You will come back on and give us an update.
Absolutely.
I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Nikki Gosar.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us
who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Introduced in 2001, the North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely popular with law enforcement and civilian concealed carry. The Guardian 380 ACP delivers great stopping power in a small design that fits easily in a pocket, purse, or one of many holster designs. The North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely high quality, convenient, reliable, and incredibly effective. Backed by North American Arms Lifetime Warranty, the Guardian 380 offers optional 10-round magazine capacity. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com. Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Ooh, Mike Gallagher. I like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the last portion of this program was very disturbing, very upsetting. That is, you got to get mad, and you have to take action.
I can't believe they don't have any provisions about firearms in the Constitution. That just...
Well, you know, those folks, I spent some time living up there, and, you know, I was just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it.
I see why.
You know, it was, I know people who live up there now.
That's one, I can't even imagine.
And I used to say the same thing about Illinois. You got to get out.
Thank God I live in Texas.
Oh, man, don't mess with Texas.
See, it's foreign down here, man, I'm telling you.
No, it's not foreign down there. It's foreign up there. Listen, those folks have been so brainwashed for so long, literally for so long. They lead a completely different lifestyle than anything you're accustomed to outside of that tri-state area. They think, you know, I can remember when I was in college and a college roommate of mine was living in Virginia, and I went to college up there for 1 year. In Bridgeport, Connecticut. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I got out of Dodge and went back to Virginia. But I remember Gary driving down on his way to Florida, and he stopped at my house in Richmond, Virginia, and he had a Diet Coke. I'm going to date myself here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Diet Coke? The heck is that? Never seen that before. And he's laughing at me because, you know, he's coming from out of New York City.
Yeah.
New York's got everything. Anybody that doesn't live in New York's a hick. Y'all are a bunch of hicks. Never heard of it. You never heard of a Diet Coke?
You've never heard of a Diet Coke. I can't believe it. This guy's never heard of a Diet Coke.
Wow.
Yeah, Virginia. What do you guys know? We're out of here. That's he drives funny. Off. But that's the way they think.
Wow.
It is the way they think. And those folks up in New Jersey, I mean, these folks have been so brainwashed for so long that this is acceptable behavior. But you see, you get to a point like we did in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
where this is not acceptable behavior.
Yes.
Any human being, any freedom-loving individual understands right from wrong, common sense. This is wrong, and any freedom-loving person understands that. That you look at this and you think, what? In America? It doesn't matter if you're a gun owner or not. We found the same thing in Chicago with the Korean War vet.
Yeah, sure did.
Who shot and killed the scumbag miscreant who broke into his home with a gun. And, the 80-year-old Korean War vet was using an illegally possessed handgun, according to Chicago law. No one, even including Daley, dared prosecute this man because everybody knows that you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, at least in America. So New Jersey, they've got a long battle. But guess what? They'll make the changes, too. It's just going to take a lot of time. But they need our help, folks. They need our help. We'll put Governor Christie's email and stuff up there in just a few minutes. Nikki Gosar is on the phone with us. Nikki Gosar is a friend of Armed American Radio's since its inception and a friend of mine. She was recently featured on ABC's Nightline. Nikki, welcome to Armed American Radio.
Hi, Mark.
You were on Nightline.
I was on Nightline.
ABC News, appease the Brady campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, before this segment aired, you and I talked, and you were very concerned about, you know, how ABC, rightfully so, you were concerned about how ABC was going to portray this and spin this. I've seen the segment, as have, you know, millions of Americans saw the segment. Tell us a little bit about it. When did it run?
You know, I think it ran about maybe 3 weeks ago.
Okay. How long ago did they tape it? So what was the delay from the time they taped it until the time it ran?
It was filmed about a month ago, I guess.
Okay. So there was about a week layover there, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the time it was taped until the time. What was the topic of the, what did they title it? What was the ABC title for it, for the show?
Well, it was supposed to be about the restaurant carry law, but the title they gave it was Guns and Grog.
Guns and Grog. And folks, what we're talking about is Tennessee has recently passed and made, I think, more news, Nikki, than anywhere else about the restaurant carry. You know, we passed it here in Georgia, and it kind of passed without any fanfare. Really was no big deal. But Tennessee made a big deal out of it because your governor, Bredesen, vetoed it twice.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay, and he won a Bonehead of the Week award here a couple times, deservedly, for vetoing it. And the second go-around, the state legislature overrode his veto, and it is now law.
Correct. You can now carry in any establishment that serves alcohol as long as you're permitted, you're not drinking, and the establishment is not posted no guns allowed.
And ABC Nightline comes to you, obviously, because of what happened to you and your husband, who was murdered in April of 2009, while you two were working a karaoke gig in Johnny's Sports Bar in Nashville, right?
Yes.
Your husband was murdered. That individual is getting ready to go on trial, I guess, right after the first of the year. They've been delaying it. Hang tight. He'll go on trial, and he'll pay the piper, I can assure you. And you have made sure that your husband's death was not in vain because you have been pushing for gun rights and freedom around the country. And ABC obviously approached you on this because you're in Tennessee and you pushed for this and had a lot to do with it. And here can you tell us, I'm not hearing about a whole lot of gun crimes in bars since this passed. Am I missing something here?
There have been absolutely no incidents where a right to carry permit holder has done anything criminal with their weapon in any establishment that serves
alcohol.
Wait a minute,
Nikki. I can't believe that's true. I really can't. Sean?
You know, I just found the clip.
Okay.
And you've got it on Facebook very well.
Yes, I do. And you can't. That's right, folks. You can go to Facebook and check out Armed American Radio. Click the like button. You can watch the clip of Nikki on Nightline. I watched it, and I have to tell you, Nikki, I thought it was fairly balanced considering it was ABC.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't skewed too bad, and some of the concerns that you talked about off air with me as how they were going to, you know, because you were worried about where they put you in the bar and how they seated you in an area that you would have never sat, and they asked you if you were armed, and you were at a table with about five or six folks, and the ABC news correspondent said, how many people here are armed? And three of you raised your arms?
Out of eight of us, there were three of us that were concealed carry. And, you know, the reason why I've been fighting so hard for the restaurant carry law is because the night my husband was murdered, I had to leave my permitted legal weapon locked in my car that night, and that's why I've been pushing so hard. So these people with ABC, who were very, very nice, by the way, I would like to say that, even though they are very liberal, they were very kind. The interviewer, Chris, he was from Chicago, and he had never shot a handgun before in his life, ever. And he interviewed with a firearms trainer, and he shot a handgun for the first time, and he did very, very well after his training. He shot within, you know, the triangle, center mass.
But I bet you, Nikki, I bet you he wants to go back again if he hasn't already.
You know, he said that he had learned a lot after he spoke with me and spoke to the firearms trainer and several people. He said that he learned a lot that he never thought about. But
well, I have to ask you this, because I was at a bowling alley with my kids this weekend, and I was armed, and there were children everywhere. And my handgun, I was shocked, didn't turn me into a monster. And out of the three of you at the table, did any of you get the urge to jump up and commit crimes and shoot up the establishment?
No.
I didn't think so. That's interesting. And there was booze there, and they say that guns and booze don't mix, but nothing happened and nothing has happened. Nothing has happened in Georgia as well, too, but we never hear the follow-up on that when they're giving us the doom and gloom details of guns and bars. Sean, how much time? 20 seconds. Nikki, can you stick with us through the break?
Sure.
That's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Jealous me by
the clamor now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, I am Gloria Ross. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I ask that you minister to the hearts of those listening today. Reach your hand way down into their soul and pick them up from their desperate state. Minister to their needs, afflictions, and raise their spirits up in Jesus' name. P-R-A-Y. Powerful results are yours when you pray. Visit me at GloriaRoss.com.
Checking out what very well could become my new office. As most of the listeners are unaware, I'm going to be running for the Utah State Senate. And what this means to me is a total putting my money where my mouth is, because I've always said that one of the big problems that we have in this country is that we don't have anybody to vote for.